Sarananda Bhajjana Ranjana Sagura Nandana Bhajjana Ranjana Samana Tira Vannachari Samana Tira Jai Gopi Janabala Bhagavadam Jastoda Nandana Bhagajana Nandana Namanati Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Padre Paramahansa Vibhajacharya Sukara Sukha Shri Shimari Shri Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Nityananda Prabhu Shri Padre Paramahansa Vibhajacharya Sukara Sukha Shri Shri Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Thanks to Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pramanitananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shri Vasudeva Gaura Bhaktivinoda Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Govinath Samakunda Radha Kunda Guru Govardhan Ki Vrindavan ki, Mahaprabhu Navadvip dham ki, Jagannapuri dham ki, Nu Ramanreti dham ki, Tulsi Devi ki, Bhakti Devi ki, Ganga mai ki, Yamuna mai, Samveta Vatranda, All glory Samudhavati, All glory Samudhavati, All glory Samudhavati, All glory Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Chaitanya Charitamrita, we're reading the 18th chapter Madhulila, verse 146 or so. All right. So we're continuing this narration. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Vrindavan and his associates. They want to actually take him out of Vrindavan. He doesn't really want to go, but so.
Why do they want to take him out of Vrindavan?
Because they are in anxiety. There's so many people. They try to keep him. Well, he goes out, like he goes to a Puragat every day. But so many people are mobbing, and then they go to where he is, where he stays, and then it's driving these devotees crazy. There's so many of them, and they all want to invite him, and they all just... So they're feeling some transcendental anxiety. That's what I could tell here. I just had some reading glasses. dropped them somewhere. I could see it. Okay. Apanaran dukkha kichu kore nibedan. Makara panchasi prayage kore hoshuchan. Nashanadiya Brahmana continued, kindly submit to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the unhappiness you are feeling within yourself. Then propose that we all go to Prayag on the full moon day of the month of Magh. Okay, 147. Ganga tire pate sukha jani hatare. Bhattacharya ashi tobe kahilo prabhure. Tell the Lord of the happiness you will feel in traveling via the banks of the Ganga. Balabhadra Bhattacharya therefore submitted this prayer to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sahite na pariyami lokera gorobari. Nemantrana lagilo kore hurahuri. Hurahuri. The hurahuri means hurrying. And garabari means disturbance. Sahite na pari. I cannot tolerate. Pari means to be able to sahite, tolerate. And of all these people, they're causing a big disturbance with their nimantrana, invitations. Balabhadra Bhattacharya told the Lord, I can no longer tolerate the disturbance of the crowd. People are coming one after another to offer invitations. 149. Pratakale aise lok tomare na paya. Tomare na paya lok mora matakaya. The echo chamber. Pratakale. In the morning, Aishe, they come, the loka, the people, to you, but they can't see you. Early in the morning, people come here, and not seeing you present, they simply tax my brain. Just imagine if you were Lord Chaitanya's intimate servant in this case, the scenario, and people are coming. This is like when the people came to Vidyavachaspati's house when Mahaprabhu came from after being in Puri for long, maybe 10 years, and he came back to Bengal. And he went to Vidyavachaspati's house, and the word got out. So after 10 years of not seeing Mahaprabhu, and his reputation increased up to the limit of the universe practically, and before when he was in Navadvip, the people, he took sannyas because they didn't fully respect or understand his position. But his fame spread so, and they were feeling in Navadvip that, oh, we didn't appreciate. So when he came back, they were thinking, I have to make up for my offense. I have to see Mahaprabhu. Millions, lakhs of people came. They had to cross the Ganga, and they were getting in boats and sinking the boats. Some were swimming. They couldn't find boats. And when they came toward those days, of course, there wasn't open field. Even now, there's plenty of there's trees. But those days, they had to make paths, and when they came to the house, some of them He was inside this, they were all making huge throngs of people in the trees, the rooftops, knocking down the barrier wall. They wanted to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is the eagerness to see Akuti Nartam Das. When will I become eager? Utsahan. One has to become eager, like these persons who heard of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they wanted to see him. Rupa Goswami says we have to become enthusiastic. So these people were naturally wanted to see. And then when, of course, Mahaprabhu, he came out at Vijayavachaspati's house, and then he told them all, chant. But everyone couldn't see him. They're still coming, many, many thousands. And after a while, he just disappeared. And even Vachaspati himself didn't know what happened. Some brahmana had come to invite him. He went back across the Ganga. So the people became very, very disturbed and anxiety, and they were knocking the wall down of the house and trying to threaten even Vijayavachaspati, a great brahmana, threatening him, because where's Mahaprabhu? You have to see. So these people, can you imagine? You don't have a barrier wall, you have a small place, probably they were staying in a place in Vrindavan, and all these Vrijbasis, they wanted to see Mahaprabhu. They made a big disturbance, you can well imagine, not seeing you present. Mura Mata Kaya, they tax my brain. Okay. We're up to 150. Tabe sukha haya jabe ganga pate jaye. Ebe jari jai makari ganga snana pai. I will be very happy if we all leave and take the path by the banks of the Ganga. Then we can have opportunity to bathe in the Ganga in Prayag during Makara Sankranti. Purport. There are two great occasions for bathing in Ganga during Magh Mela. One is on the day of the dark moon. The other is on the day of the full moon during the month of Magh. So that's a whole. I never made it to the Kumbh Mela there, but I had wanted to go in 77. And Prabhupada went in 77. I think he went in 71. And he definitely went in 70. And there was. And Prabhupada's intention is not to do what most of the people there, his intention is to preach. So, anyway. It's crowded. I read an account of Indraduna Maharaj. He went some years back, and he was dropped off and lost, and then completely didn't know what was going on, the throngs of people. They didn't know, oh, this is Indraduna Maharaj, we have to give big respect, he had just another sadhu there. So he had a transcendental anxiety. He said, okay, 151. Udvigna hoila prana sahite na pari. Brabura jaya gyaha eshe shiridhari. My mind has become very agitated. I cannot bear this anxiety. May everything rest on the permission of your lordship. I will accept whatever you want me to do. 152. Yadyapi Vrindavan Tyage Nahi Prabhurman. Bhakta Icha Purite Kohe Madhura Vachan. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had no desire to leave Vrindavan, he began to speak sweet words just to fulfill the desire of his devotee. Madhura Vachan. 먹되 있죠. 먹되 있죠. 뿌리로 또 just to fulfill. So Mahaprabhu here, he wants to fulfill the desires of his devotee. This is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to fulfill the desire of the devotees, and especially in Vrindavan, it's understood that he could not fulfill the desires of the gopis, who are the most exalted devotees. And we have a famous verse, Napareham Narabhaja Sanyujam. He says, I cannot repay you, but you have to be satisfied. So Sasaru Krityam Vibhudhavita Piva. So Sasaru Krityam means with your own good deeds you should be happy, he told the gopis. But I cannot repay you because of your love. So these devotees, similarly, they're not maybe gopis, but all the devotees in this position of wanting to fulfill the desire of Mahaprabhu. So this is the loving interaction between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. He's come in the form of Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shaktir Asma. As Krishna, he appears as Radharani or Anta Krishna, Bahir Gauram. Externally, he's golden. Inside, he's Krishna. He's Radha Krishna. And so, Chaitanya, that Rupa Goswami, he is the number one person to fulfill also the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These devotees are also fulfilling his desire. Even he's leaving Vrindavan. He has no desire to even, let's just see. He does. Why would Mahaprabhu want to leave Vrindavan? After all, he's Krishna, he's Radharani. There's no reason to leave, but the devotees want him to leave. But Mahaprabhu is still Swatantra. He's independent. At the same time, he's under the control. Nija Bhakta Vas. Just in the ninth canto, Aham Bhakta Paradino. He is Swatantra. I am Aswatantra. Although he is Janma Dhyasyato Anmayadi Taratas Chati Abhigyasvara. Abhigyasvara. He's all-knowing and Svarat, totally independent. He could, but in his position here as Mahaprabhu, he's always submissive. Many times he's not submissive, but he shows this submission many times, most of the time. Sometimes he just goes. Just like when he was going to go leave Puri, he just left. Gadadhar Pandit was crying and things, but Mahaprabhu was just totally independent. He goes to South India, I'm just leaving. Don't send anybody with me, because if anybody comes, then someone else will be envious, a little jealous, spiritually jealous. So he can be completely independent because he's Krishna, Janma Dhyasya, from everything is coming. The Chaitanya Krishna Jagati Paratattvam Paramya. He's Paratattva. Antaryami. He's Antaryami, whatever these devotees are thinking, knowing. He's also knowing that ahead of time. Ketragyam chapi mambidhi saraketeshu. Now, if somebody were to read this without any previous knowledge of Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, they might think, well, who is this Mahaprabhu? How can he be the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He seems to be controlled by these other persons. He's controlled only by love. Nija Bhakta Vas. Nija Bhakta Vas. So there's some competition between Lord Chaitanya and his devotees, who is presenting loving emotion, bhava. But he gets great pleasure out of glorifying the devotees and feeling, I am purchased, he said. Sometimes he says, I am purchased by Gadadhar. I am purchased by Vasudev Dutt. Vasudev Dutt had such great devotion that Lord Chaitanya said, I am his property. He can sell me wherever he wants. And he was always looking out for Vasudev Dutt. Vasudev Dutt sometimes lived with Shivas Thakur, but he was also praying that the all these people in the material world, all these living entities are suffering. He begged the Lord that he could take their sinful reaction and take it in his Mora, Hudia, Bidure, my heart is breaking to see this. You please put all their sins on my head. So in this way, he's completely controlled by love. Krishna also shows that. The gopi is completely controlled by the time he's independent. Tatyaja, he gives up. He's controlled by love, and he's a simultaneously independent, fully independent personality of Godhead. So we can see that Mahaprabhu has a mission to go to Prayag, to go to Varanasi, and so it all plays out very wonderfully. And here we're getting a glimpse. Okay, we're up to 153. Tumi amaya ani de koila brindaban. Erina ami nariba karite shodan. Karite shodan, to repay. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You have brought me here to show me Vrindavan. I am very much indebted to you. I shall not be able to repay this debt." And so this is like echoing what Krishna told the gopis, Pareham Nerabhajasamyujam. You have to be satisfied with your own devotion. I cannot pay you back for your love. But he also wants to feel it, and he wants to distribute it and repay. Still he's saying he cannot repay, although he's come as Mahaprabhu to repay. But he also demands, Ami Agya, Dila Sabakari. My desire is that everyone take up this Krishna consciousness throughout the entire world. Amare ajare, distribute the fruit, subfal deal, deho jare tari. Take the fruits, because Mahaprabhu is the original gardener, he's the same time, he's the tree, these fruits are ripened and sweet, the fruits of Krishna consciousness. And there are so many unlimited fruits, just like you read every shloka, it's fruit, fruit, fruits, fruits. All fruits, and fruits are expanding. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they're giving their anubhasha. Prabhupada is giving his tikka, his understanding, realization. So it's, and people, more people are coming and distributing these fruits. Let them eat those fruits. When the Panchatattva see people eating those fruits and sometimes rolling on the ground, gadagadi, crying in ecstasy, they become very happy. So they don't want to enjoy. Echo Bahosham. So the Krishna appears, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears, they expand with their devotees. Pancha Tattva, Eka Vastu Nahi Kitube. Although Mahaprabhu is one absolute substance, Eka Vastu, still he appears in five features to asvadite, just to taste. And he causes others to taste. They're tasting. Shikshayan, bhakta, shikshayan, asvadayan, svadayan bhaktas. He causes the other bhaktas to taste this fruit. Nobody thinks they can taste like Mahaprabhu, but all the way up to Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar, they're enhancing the Lord's ecstasy. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is tasting the highest ecstasy, he's in the room. They have to lock him in the room. They think they're keeping him, just like Mother Yasoda is taking care of Krishna, feeding him. He may die if I don't feed him. So they're keeping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu locked up. Imagine that. That's your job. You have to keep Chaitanya Mahaprabhu locked up. Sometimes three locks. Not like they didn't have locks. You see the old lock from hundreds of years ago, big fat lock like this, not little lock. Still, he comes out of the room and he's going in the ocean, floating, and they're in anxiety. Where is he? This is ongoing, this give and take between Mahaprabhu and the devotees. And like Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, they're giving the highest accompaniment, sangha, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just imagine how you have to be to associate constantly with Lord Chaitanya. Ramananda Roy is chanting the various slokas from Vidyapati, Chandidas, and like that. And through Damodar is singing, and then Lord Chaitanya is inspired, he's singing more. So this is not a dry, it is Anandam Buddhivardhanam, always expanding. Anandam Buddhivardhanam Pratipadam, every step, getting a taste. Purna, Purna. Asvadanam, Purna. A full taste, that nectar we're always after. We cannot find in the material world. So this interesting one word is used here, udvigna. Sada samudvigna. That when Prahlad Maharaj was taken on the lap of Hiranyakashipu, and he was expecting to hear something, whatever, trivial thing. But what did Prahlad Maharaj say? Tat sarumanye. Sarvarjadehinam. Prabhupada says he didn't say daddy, he said no, best of the demon, chief of the demon, which he was. Tatsarumanye Sarvarjadehinam Sadasamudvigna Dhyama Sadgraha. So the same word is here. Udvigna, that Balabhadra Bhattacharya and other devotees are feeling this anxiety. But they are very fortunate, they're feeling transcendental anxiety that totally in relation with Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, one can go, they're in the forest of Vrindavan, and Prahlad Maharaj says, Vanam gato yad dhari maashrayata, one should go to the forest. He told Hiranyakashipu, go to the forest. Prabhupada said, that means go to Vrindavan, give up your your blind well, nonsense, demon activity. Just imagine you're the biggest demon in the world, your son is telling you that. So he wasn't very happy. He made a lot of problems, tried to kill him in so many ways. But Prahlad Maharaj is fearless. He says, I'm not at all afraid of, but I am afraid of this material world. I'm not afraid of Krishna in his form of Narasimhadeva. So this famous verse is there. Sada samudvigna. Everyone is udvigna. Samudvigna means fully full of anxiety in the material world. So Hiranyakashipu was the most attached person. He had the most. He thought he owned everything. Therefore, he is the more one has, then the more anxiety he is in. So Prahlad Maharaj's words are there for us. We should go to Vrindavan. Here Mahaprabhu is being taken out of Vrindavan. Just imagine. He's Lord Chaitanya. He's Krishna himself. That's Chaitanya Krishna. Radha Krishna. Nahi Anya. He's Radha Krishna. It doesn't matter where he's going. Wherever he goes, he is there. It's Vrindavan. Wherever you go, that is Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu. He is Vrindavan. He appears, Mahaprabhu, Sriya Dhamma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, with his own Dham. These persons who are accompanying Mahaprabhu, they're part of his Dham. All the Tadiyanam, all the persons, paraphernalia, Samarchanam, actually to worship such persons, just like the Guru, all the paraphernalia, the deity. We cannot think that they're different from Krishna. No, Tadiyanam Samarchanam. It's more important. Madhbhakta Puja Vyadika. Krishna says in the 11th canto, to worship my bhakta is better than to worship. One who says he's my devotee directly, he is not. In Adi Purana, he is not. Madhbhaktanam Che Bhaktas. Te me bhakta tamomata. One who worships my devotee. So all these devotees are worshipable. And so hearing their pastime is hearing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have to hear about the devotees. And he's glorifying Mahaprabhu. He, in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, he arranged the Vyasa Puja of Nityananda and respected him also as Guru. When Murari Gupta came and he bowed to Mahaprabhu first, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, No, his Nimai Pandit. And then he said, no, you made big mistake, Murari. So then he had a dream, and there Nityananda was very huge and could understand. He came the next day, immediately bowed first to Nityananda. Although Nittai thinks he is Mahaprabhu's servant, always thinking like that, like Advaita. Mahaprabhu or Sevi. So what to speak of us, we're insignificant, we're tiny little servants. Advaita Acharya and Nityananda, they consider themselves servant. Dui Prabhu Sevi Mahaprabhu Charan. They consider themselves Prabhu, he's the Mahaprabhu. But Nittai, Lord Chaitanya is worshipping him as Guru, and Advaita. Advaita did not want to be like, but there's this reciprocal relation here, the devotees. Okay, we're still up to the... Jai tamara icha ami sheta karibo. Jahanlaya jahatumita hani jaibo. Now, Lord Chaitanya says, whatever you desire, I must do. Whatever, wherever you take me, I shall go. Just see it. Amazing. Pratakali Mahaprabhu Pratashnana Kailo. Vrindavana Charibo Jani Prema Besha Hoilo. The next morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up early. After taking his bath, he became ecstatic with love, knowing that he now had to leave Vrindavan. Though he's ecstatic. When Mahaprabhu is leaving Puri, he's full of ecstasy, imagine. Then when he's traveling on the path to Mathura, his ecstasy increased so much, hundreds of times. And then when he comes to Mathura Vrindavan, it's hundreds of thousands. We cannot imagine. Atyanta durlabha prema. It's unlimited prema. The ocean of prema. Premam buddho viharane yari chitta vritti. So, Prabodhananda Saraswati says, we want to enter into that ocean of prema. Premam buddho viharane yari chitta vritti chaitanya chanda charane patayatu. He says that you have to take shelter of Mahaprabhu Sankirtan. Sankirtaneva Pitaro. So Mahaprabhu has expanded this ocean of praying with his Harinam. Mahaprabhu himself has anxiety. He's speaking to Thakur Haridas. He says, E Sabara, Kon Mate. How can all these Yavanas, these Kali Yuga people be delivered? I'm in great dukkha apa. He says, I have unlimited misery for these Kali Yuga. They're killing cows, go Brahmani Himsa. They're killing cows and Brahmins. What can be done? He asked Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur is the Namacharya. Haridas Thakur said, chinta nakoro. Don't have your anxiety, please. And they'll be delivered by the chanting of the holy name. So Mahaprabhu is expanding the fruits. And like Bhaktivinoda Thakur established a market of the holy name. And in that market, Bhaktivinoda Thakur considered himself a sweeper, a lowly sweeper or a barber. Why is he thinking? He also wants to simply serve, even the most lowly of devotees, anybody. Somebody comes in, like a new bhakta, sometimes even the sannyasi will shave him up. This is ecstasy. But an actual Brahmana, so-called Brahmana, a materialistic Brahmana, he would not shave anybody. You don't see Brahmana shaving people, no. But in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's marketplace, he aspires to become a sweeper and a tailor. Tailor means someone comes out of the material world, if they're karmi clothes, stinky, cigarette stinking, or sometimes or whatever. I remember we had one new bhakta in France, and his feet stunk so bad that after 2-3 months, the temple room stunk every day, burning incense. Just thought of that. I don't know why. But I was thinking Bhaktivinoda Thakur wants to become a tailor so he can outfit the new bhaktas with their dhoti. Prabhupada said, we don't go by any style. We don't follow styles of the day, but we always dress in nice dhoti, sari. He says that in the sixth canto, purport. Clean shaven, like that. So barber, he wants to, Bhaktivinoda Thakur aspires to become a barber, a tailor, a sweeper, sweeping the heart. And so Mahaprabhu is like that also. He doesn't mind. Sanatana Goswami has got all the dripping, oozing, itches, sores on his body. And Sanatana Goswami feels so offensive, he wants to actually commit suicide. But Mahaprabhu says to Haridas, I said, what is this gentleman he wants to commit suicide? He's already given his body to me. So simultaneously he's acting also like the sannyasi and also as Krishna. He's all knowing. He knows what Sanatana is thinking. Antaryami. Shadaishvarya Purna. He is full Ashvarya. Nijalabha. He has no desire to fulfill. But when we pray to Mahaprabhu, the Abhishta Puran, Vignanash Abhishta, we pray constantly to the six Goswami, Chai Gosai, Charan, Abhishta Puran, Vignanash Abhishta Puran. All the Vigna obstacles will be destroyed if we meditate and serve in the disciplic succession. Okay, so if Devananda Pandit, I can still read something. I brought them. Just for today, Devananda Pandit, he started off as a rascal. There's one famous Gaudiya Math, says Devananda Gaudiya Math. And it's right in that place where he was delivered by Mahaprabhu. Let's see. Did I? Okay, I had it marked. Here it is. Okay. This one. So this chapter in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, and chapter 21 is actually all about Devananda Pandit. Usually there's other things in the chapter, but so, at that place was the residence of Devananda Pandit, a most peaceful Brahmana who desired liberation. So even he was peaceful. They were wandering. This is Mahaprabhu wandering in Navadvip. Vishwambar went near the dam protecting the house of Vishwarad Maheshwar. He mentioned it. The father of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, pretty well-known fellow. His father's house, Devananda Pandit lived there at that place. Jnanavanta tapasvi ajanma udasino. These are the words describing Devananda Pandit, that Jnanavanta, he possesses knowledge, he's a tapasvi, austere, and ajanma udasino. He was neutral since birth. Neutral means a very high level, actually, of impersonal realization. So he was Bhagavata Parai Tatapi Bhaktihina. But he was Bhaktihina. Bhaktihinasya. What's that verse? Hinasya. Japas tapas tapo. Bhagavata Bhaktihina. Hinasya. Jati, yes. That you may have all these qualities, but it's just like a dead body. Ranjanam. This satisfies ordinary low-class people. You decorate a dead body, even they burn it, but before that they might decorate. Lokaranjanam. Well, anyway. People respected him as a great teacher of the Srimad Bhagavatam, yet because he was devoid of devotion, he did not know the confidential purport. Even though he had some qualification to understand, he was unable because of some offense that only Krishna knew. Krishna se praman. Krishna was the was the witness was the proof, it says here in the verse. Okay, interesting. Ordinary people respected Devananda as an authority on the Bhagavatam because he lacked an inclination toward the service of the Supreme Lord. He had no qualification to understand the purport of the Bhagavatam. Every living entity is a Vaishnava. So as a living entity, Devananda Pandit also had the qualification for understanding the confidential meaning of Bhagavatam. But since the understanding was dormant in him, he committed an offense out of ignorance. Therefore, Krishna alone, not short-sighted living entities, knew for what offense Devananda had committed despite teaching and studying the Bhagavatam. By providence, Daive Prabhu Bhakta Sanghi She Pate Jaya. By providence, the Lord and his devotees were going on the same road where they then heard his recitation. Being situated in the heart of all living entities, the Lord knows everything. He did not hear the glories of bhakti in that recitation. Nashunye Bhakya Bhakti Jo Gyer Mahatva. Mahatva means the glories of the bhakti. He didn't hear it. Narsunai. Yamunacharya has written that non-devotees are naturally offensive to the Supreme Lord and the devotees. Okay. We won't read all the purport. There won't be time. Kope bole prabhu beta kiarte bakhyane. Bhagavat arta kaun janme ona jane. In anger, the Lord said, what kind of explanation can this fellow give? He has never understood the meaning of the Bhagavatam in any of his lifetimes. Woo! Kono janme ona jane. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati quotes a nice verse in the commentary. Naishamatishta, this is Prahlad Maharaj, Naishamatishta, Varu Kramangri, Sparshvishakyanarta, Bhagamol Yadatta, Mahiyashampara, Jobishekam, Eskinchananda, Vinita Yava. Unless they smear on their bodies the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, completely free from material contamination, persons very much inclined toward materialistic life cannot be attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, who is glorified for his uncommon activities. Only by becoming Krishna conscious and taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord in this way can one be free from material contamination. 7.5.31. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati makes a contrast in his purport that a Mahabhagavat possesses 26 transcendental qualities, and then he lists some of them. That is why, in foolish people's concept of what is adverse to devotion, the display of anger. So he's saying how Mahaprabhu would appear to a fool. Why is he angry? Oh, they might ask, why is he angry? Okay. So Mahaprabhu goes on. What qualification did this fellow have to speak on the Bhagavatam? Srimad Bhagavatam is the incarnation of Lord Krishna in the form of a book. Granta Rupe Bhagavata Krishna Avatar. Very nice for those who love slokas that glorify Bhagavatam. Here's one, you can tattoo that one on your eyelid. Inside your eyelid. Huh? Yeah. The first line, that's the second line. First line, A Betar Bhagavate Kon Adhikar. So, Betare means what?
Betar means this person.
This person?
He has no eligibility.
A-Baitare Bhagavate, what? Adhikar does he have? Granta Rupi Bhagavata, Krishna Avatar. The word beta refers to an insignificant, ignorant person, the Bhaktisiddhanta says. As a child in ignorance displays foolishness before his father, etc. The address of beta reveals such a proper mood. Someone unable. Anyway, it's a half-page purport. We have to go, we'll read some of this. Sabe purushartha bhakti bhagavate hoy prema rupa bhagavata chari vede koi. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, devotion bhakti is described as the ultimate goal of life. The four Vedas declare that the Bhagavatam is the manifestation of ecstatic love. Chari Vede Kai. Prema Rupa Bhagavata Chari Vede Kai. There's many parts of in Chaitanya Bhagavata where the Bhagavatam is, this is Chaitanya Bhagavata. So the original Srimad Bhagavatam is glorified many times. The four Vedas. Chari Veda Dari Bhagavata Navanita Matilena Suke Kailena Parikita Parikita. The four Vedas are like yogurt, and the Bhagavatam is the butter. Shukadeva Goswami churned it, and Parikit Maharaj relished the result. Okay. Another big purport. Take another half hour just to read it. Mora Priya Sukha Se Janin Bhagavata Bhagavate Kahi Mora Tattva Abhimata. My dear Shukadev knows the purport of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which describes the science of my glories and position. Mahaprabhu again now acting as the Supreme Personality of God, and he's speaking that my glories, my Shukadev, like that. My dear Shukadev. Mora Priya Shuka. Bhagavate Kahe Mora. Mine. Just see how submissive he was, acting like sometimes like an ordinary, you know, okay. If you guys want to leave Vrindavan, okay, let's go. But no, Sukadev and all these great personalities, they are the possession of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Muy mora dasha ara granta bhagavate jara vedache tara nasha bhalamate. Anyone who discriminates between me, my servant, and the book Bhagavatam is certainly destroyed. Whoa. I guess we may not want to do that. Taranash Balamate. Okay. Bhagavata Tatur Prabhu Kohe Krodabeshe Shunya Vaishnavagan Mahanande Bhase. In anger, the Lord narrated the glories of the Bhagavatam, and the Vaishnavas floated in an ocean of bliss as they listened. But Devananda Pandit was desirous of liberation. According to his conception, based on conditioned life, he highly regarded activities like austerity and detachment. He had no conception at all regarding spiritual life. Since he was absorbed in the idea that the goal of life is to become liberated from the world, he was unable to grasp the purport of the Bhagavatam. No one covered by karma or gyan attains self-realization. Therefore, they are unable to realize the eternal nature of worshiping the Supreme Lord. Bhakti Vinu Bhagavata J.R. Vakane Prabhu Bale Seya Dhamma Prabhu Bale Seya Dhamma Kichui Na Jane. Regarding one who explains the Srimad Bhagavatam without reference to bhakti, the Lord says, that rascal doesn't know a thing. Well. Niravadi Bhakti Hina e beta vakane aji panta charibo dekana vidyamane. This fellow never mentions bhakti in his explanations. Watch how I tear up his book today. Okay. You know, to have a Bhagavatam then, it's not like going to the airport and some crazy guy rips it up. You have to pay somebody to copy it. Only someone with a lot of money who actually loved the Bhagavatam would do such a thing. You have to not only love Bhagavatam and have money, both. You have to pay a scribe. And maybe that costs, it takes him a few weeks or at least. So when you're talking then about tearing up a Bhagavatam, this is a very heavy, dramatic thing. Since non-devotees are devoid of the principle of service, whenever they describe the activities of desiring material enjoyment, attaining the fruits of karma, and searching after impersonal Brahman, they are cheated from accepting the purport of the Bhagavatam. When Mahaprabhu heard the non-devotional explanation of the Bhagavatam, he said, "There's no need for a Bhagavatam that inspires non-devotional topics in the hearts of its readers and is filled with a cheating propensity. Therefore, I will not accept such a Bhagavatam in the form of the Supreme Lord. I will consider it a product of matter. I will tear it up with the understanding that it is fit to be destroyed by Rudra." Well, in anger, the Lord went to tear up the book, but the Vaishnavas all held him back. Sakal Vaishnav Gam Dariya Rahai. Okay, I don't think we can finish 9 o'clock. But anyone interested, you can read that in Chaitanya Bhagavat. You can read the whole Chaitanya Bhagavat. I give you anyone blessings. You might get distracted and read something else, but read this. Like Prabhupada would say, when I open book, I open anywhere, because it's just like a bag of sugar. It's sweet in every part of the bag. Any questions here?
Can you summarize what happened to
him? Okay. Yeah, I could summarize it by reading the first part. You see what it says. There's a summary of the whole chapter. And there, it says, being restrained from entering the... Oh, no, this is another one. This is where Lord Chaitanya goes in the tavern. Does he get... Well, here it goes again. What happened was, okay, Srivas had been, we heard it this morning, we've heard it. Srivas was attending one lecture. Before Mahaprabhu even appeared, he was attending the lecture of Devananda Pandit. But Srivas Thakur, he did not find anything. He just heard the Bhagavatam and felt, he was exhibiting the symptoms of Satika Bhav, fainting, and he was unconscious. And Devananda Pandit allowed his followers, his listeners, if they were his disciples, but they were his students, to pick up Srivas and toss him out of the assembly. Mahaprabhu, of course, knew that, although it happened before his appearance. So, Srivas Pandit went one day to hear Devananda explanation. Since Srivas Pandit's heart melted as he realized that every syllable of the Bhagavatam is full of ecstatic love, transformation of his ecstatic love, like shedding tears, shivering, awakened in him. Seeing the symptoms and considering such a display was a disturbance to their studies, the students of Devananda threw Srivas out. Since Devananda Pandit did not restrain the students from that action, he committed Vaishnava aparadha. Therefore, Srivas Pandit regained external consciousness and returned home in distress. Seeing Devananda, Gaurasundara remembered the above-mentioned incident. Lord Chaitanya Dev then informed Devananda Pandit, who had disrespected the devotee Bhagavat, that he was unqualified to study the Bhagavatam. After condemning him in various ways, the Lord praised the glories of the Bhagavatam. So he gets delivered later on. Bhakresh Pandit, he becomes very submissive to Bhakresh Pandit, and he gets the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, and he's delivered like that, basically. But there's more detail to read here. Anything else? But that's not in this chapter. I think it comes later. After. Quotation. Oh, there's several verses that are quoted by Vaishnavacharyas. And I think they are said by Vrindavan Das Thakur that one who accepts the danda, the chastisement, Devananda accepted. So therefore, Vaikuntha Loke Gai, he went to Vaikuntha. So. But those who don't, Chaitanya Mastike, Dande Jam, they get the punishment of Yamara. So there's three, the verses, the famous verses, which I can't say all of it right now.
My question is, do you know which city were they? Devananda? Which city was that?
This is all Navadvip.
Navadvip.
Kulia. Kulia. Was then called Kulia. It's not now Navadvip. We described in the beginning that he was near that dam that held back the rice paddy near Sarvabhauma's father's place, Visharada. Anything?
I have another question. You said one who worships my devotees is
Well, there's several places. The Adi Purana is a famous verse, and then Mad Bhakta Puja Vyadika is an 11th canto that Krishna speaks to Uddhava. So several places.
Yeah, my question is, just want to clarify, one who worships my devotee or one who serves my devotee? You know,
well, if
difference?
You're worshipping, you have to do seva, right?
Yes, yeah, but serving and worshipping is two different things. So which
that's
one?
True, according to the nine processes. It might be like that, but one cannot worship. Prabhupada says it. Bhakti means, he says, devotional service. He always says bhakti means devotional service. He gives the translation that there has to be service to be bhakti. I mean, you can do puja in an impersonal way, but that has to be a very impersonal way of doing puja, because you're not doing, any puja you do is service. If you need to offer a lamp, anything, that has to be seva there, or else what's the use of it?
Yeah, so when I say worship means you are literally, you know, doing aarti to a devotee and putting him, you know, somewhere, you know, really, you know, so
huh?
That kind of worshiping, you know. So,
Prabhupada, he always stressed advaya jnana, that if you do only one thing, there's nine processes, but if you do only one, shravanam is what mentioned first, then. But there has to be shravana. Jiva Goswami says it has to be shravana with all the other activity.
Prabhu, that's a Chaitanya Bhagavat you're reading from?
Chaitanya Bhagavat, yes. This is Madhya Kanda, 21st chapter.
Who's the author?
Vrindavan Das
Thakur. I mean, of the present. Where would one find... Like
you can get
translate.
A whole set, very reasonably, from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He printed the book, and he edited the book. And there's seven books, very beautiful. They're like $12 each. I would suggest it very strongly. Because you can get some copies where there's no purports of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. And Prabhupada was very strong on having the purports. If you can read it, if you're already familiar, that's okay. But purport is very important. Okay, Haribo. He's going to go to the hospital. Yeah, he got it last time. Now Dominar gets it.